This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Another scar may bless you.
I don't give up.
Nah, no.
I won't give up.
Nah, no.
Don't give up. No, no, no.
Nah.
Don't give up. I won't give up. Don't give up. No, no, no.
Good evening, everyone. I don't know why that stopped so quickly.
It stopped because of my outfit. It was in shock.
Well, we haven't been here for a couple of weeks,
darling,
so welcome, everybody.
Hello, we're back.
Access all areas.
I'm so sorry, we haven't been here.
I know, it's been a disaster.
Well, you've been in Mexico sunning yourself.
I know.
Shaving your bits, which I saw on Facebook, and having lovely bubble baths.
Exactly, yep, singing to myself in the bath.
And
you've just been a busy lady.
I've been very busy. Lots of work, TV shows, lots of exciting things happening.
Well, that is exciting.
It is. I've got a big one coming up. You're going to love
it. I like a big one.
So do I.
I have to apologise for my voice today. I have a cold.
Please don't give me it.
Probably already have, sorry.
I don't need any more colds. I've got a bit of a bad chest.
Oh, haven't you got a stunning chest as far as I can see, Lizzie Cundy?
Luckily, it's a little bit covered in a weird way.
Well,
I'll send pictures later.
I reckon about half covered.
Can I say?
Yes.
I've got the crosses because it's like an X Factor cross. Do you get it?
I get it.
Because we've got such an X Factor special show.
We do.
Who's
coming up, Lizzie?
Well, we've got the one and only Rough Copy.
Yay.
Who I actually voted for. I hope they know that. They can pay me what I spent in phone calls because I love these boys so much. They are so cute, but they're real talent. And we've got them on. And I'm actually on X Factor myself on Sunday.
Are you?
Yeah.
Doing what?
I'm on with lovely Rylan.
Oh, on the Extra Factor?
Yeah, who I saw at the Specsavers Awards.
Oh, yes, of course. It was a big one this week, wasn't it?
I saw lovely Louis.
I saw Denise Van Outen was there.
Denise was there, Louis Walsh.
Nadine from Girls Aloud.
They all were there.
I mean, it's a big event.
It was fun. And Rylan was hilarious because Nadine had to come on stage. and he just went into impersonations. And Nadine went, dear. Oh, have you found your passport yet? Oh, I don't know. What's your real
age? Did he really?
And he went into one. And I have to say, I know it sounds a bit mean, but it was hilarious.
Well, that is good. I'm impressed at him for doing
he
that.
He was very, very funny. I've got to give it to Rylan.
But it's not just Rough Copy, is
no,
it, that we've got
tell
in today?
Us.
We've also got the lovely Tom Aspel, who is a friend of mine, actually. He's a singer-songwriter.
I love
he
this
He wrote
friend.
A song that was on the Kylie last Kylie album.
That's incredible.
Isn't it?
And I know he likes
what
J-Lo,
are the chances?
Like me.
Yeah, he's got a little J-Lo tattoo. We're going to talk to him about that. And then we've got Michael Jackson.
It is Michael Jackson. We have got him on the show now. Don't be sort of freaked out by it, but no, he's actually a singer songwriter lawyer who
what a combo.
I know, it's a great combo, but a very talented lawyer.
Okay.
Who sings to his clients,
right?
But he woos them. But his name is Michael Jackson.
I mean, this is blowing my mind. So I mean, I'm sure he's bored
he's
of talking about that, but
he's a one-off.
Do excuse me.
So that's quite exciting.
And
actually,
then we've also got Peyton, or Christopher Peyton, who you may remember from X Factor this year, nearly got through. But
oh, man.
Just missed out. Just
I am
missed
absolutely
out.
Absolutely gutted he didn't get through because
I was
Sharon
very
really
surprised.
Liked him.
I was very surprised. And instead we've got Honey G.
I have to say though, I love Honey G.
No.
And I do.
No.
Yes. No. Give us an L. No. I don't mind Honey G. I think we need a bit of fun, comical aspect to X Factor.
Well, you've
I'm
got
glad,
it.
I'm glad those two Bravado, whatever their names have gone.
Bravado?
What were they called?
Oh, Bellagio?
No one could get their Bellagio.
Bratavio.
Bratavio. I mean, no one could get their names right. I just couldn't even watch them.
Mm.
That was a
I was
big
actually
mistake,
a fan. I was actually
really?
A fan. Yeah. Entertainment. X Factor, it's Saturday night.
Yeah, but you got Honey G now, baby.
Oh, I don't like Honey G.
Give us a G. Why not?
H to the O to the N to the E to the Y to the G.
Oh, he knows it.
Honey
though,
G.
He knows it.
Well,
he knows it.
Yeah, but it's not. Well, so those are all the exciting
no,
guests
we
we've got.
We have a lot of X Factor, and we've got Rough Copy coming up very shortly.
Yeah, they will be coming up first.
And they're in the studio, they're live. I've seen them, they're looking hot.
Well, as far as I know, there's only two thirds here
well,
at the minute.
The other one went to the wrong radio station or something. There is one in
so
Clapham.
Hopefully it'll be the full
it's
the full the three the full three members
coming,
but who knows
but look no he's on his way, he's coming very soon.
Yeah.
These boys are so cheeky, I adore them.
I can see them you know rolling
I'm
around outside
to
now
hearing all about it. Now darling, I hope you've got the track I'm wanting on.
Oh, not that bloody song again, Lizzie Cundy.
It was featured on X Factor.
Well, whoop-de-doo. What
I
do you want me to do?
It was incredible. Put it on. Put a needle on the
well,
makeup.
No, wait. I want to talk to you about something first.
Okay. Not my personal life.
Not about your personal life. Well, maybe we can talk about that off air.
Yes.
Will Young quitting Strictly. What do we think?
Darling, I tell you what. I actually wasn't shocked.
Were you not?
No. I'll be honest. Look, you know I know a lot of the people on Strictly very well, but I never felt his heart was in it.
Really?
Somehow. Everyone else seemed so hyped and, you know, it must be so exciting. Mm. A lot of celebrities, you know, they would kill to be on that show. It is the number one show, the highest ratings.
Yep.
And I just didn't ever feel his heart was totally in it somehow. I could
really?
Just feel in his eyes. He just didn't.
Bit dead.
Something, obviously, is there's personal reasons, which none of us really know.
Mm-hmm.
But it was sad. I think it's sad he's gone. I think
it's sad for Karen, his dance partner, Karen Clifton.
I feel for Karen. I know Karen. She's a lovely girl. And I think he would have gone on to do all right in
yeah.
it and do well. He's a nice boy, Will.
Mm.
But sad he's gone. What's your thoughts?
I think that he has a reputation for being a diva, and he's just, you know, living up to that reputation right now.
Are you going on from what happened on Pop Idol?
Yeah, well, no, not just that. I mean, there's been many things since. I used to be a fan. I love his music. This, to me, just strikes of laziness and diva-ish behaviour, which I am not a fan of.
oh, well, I better watch myself in the studio today.
You're an exception, Lizzie. But you can do whatever you like.
Listen, I was there when John Sargent walked out on Christina and said, I'm not doing it. And
he had to, because otherwise he was going to win, wasn't he?
Well, it was phenomenal when he did, pulled her along the floor. Do you remember?
That and they said she was like a mop or whatever.
But that was since TV, it was TV mm-hmm. gold. It was fantastic to watch. And he had to go. He quit. But I remember the pain for her because she put so much hours, so much effort.
Yeah.
And the same for Karen because she's worked
You
with
prepare
her.
It all before, don't you?
You prepare it. They're still in the running. And then to just quit, you know, it's a very different with Anastasia with her injury problems or whatever. But, you know, come on. This
Do you
is
think the
biggest that show on TV. And he
you
says,
can
no drama.
Yourself.
I'm sorry, Will. It is a drama. When you leave a number one show, it is a drama.
Yeah, I agree.
And it isn't. You can't just say, oh, I'm dandy. You know, I'm fine. No drama. Well, no, because now the BBC have got to work out what happens. Do they get someone new?
Mm-hmm.
How do they work it out? Do they cut it short? It throws it all into a bit of chaos.
Yep.
It's not fair on the dancing partner. Nope. They're still in the running. You know, maybe just go in for next week and not dance that well and then go. You know, maybe if you want to go.
Just fuck it up.
Yeah, just bug it up. Don't do too many two-steps. But
yes.
Everyone's saying it's because of Len. I think that's rather unfair because...
I don't think it's Len.
No. Len is always known for his funny remarks and, you know, he can be a bit cutting at times. But that's Len. You know, you're there to be judged. It's a judging show. If you don't like being judged... Don't ever put yourself forward for it.
Oh, Lizzie, I like this.
I'm in a feisty
You've
mood.
Gone from being, you know, totally understanding to to very angry about it in the space of 4 minutes.
I'm a little bipolar today because I've had a bit of a night last night with you.
Yes, we were both out together,
and
weren't we?
At Tropicana Beach Club. Did you enjoy it?
I had a great time. I mean, it was the first time I've been drunk in quite some time.
Oh, you were tiddled.
And I'm paying for it today on top of my cold,
yeah.
So it's not I'm not in best of spirits. But it was a fun party. There was lots of people there. Your friend Zara Holland, friend of the show.
Oh God, Zara was there. There was lots of faces there. Actually,
there were.
It was all over the everywhere. Did you feature it? Sure.
I don't know. Actually,
there were a bit
maybe.
I had my pineapples out on the Daily Mail. Wasn't very happy with that picture, but anyway.
Yes,
yeah,
I did see
fun.
That actually. Yes, you holding two pineapples.
Holding two pineapples
in a place.
The Mirror had a much nicer picture.
Well,
thank you.
If you Lizzie, you know.
I know.
If you take the picture with you holding two pineapples in front of your boobs, they're going
to
use that picture.
I have
this
to
is the Mail Online.
Stop using props. I do.
Lesson learned.
But no, nice. Some nice people there, some not so nice. But it was a lovely, lovely club.
It
really
was.
Fun.
I would recommend.
Yeah, but you know what? Someone came round. You know, they were serving all this delicious food there. And someone offered me some food. And I said, no. And they went, go on, have it. And they shoved it in my mouth. And it was like on a kebab stick. It nearly went through my tongue. Nearly
oh my
killed
God.
Me. I nearly got killed.
Wow.
Lucky I'm talking today.
I know.
I nearly got pierced.
Jesus Christ. I mean, it's all going on, isn't
good
it?
Good job I've got a good, like...
Stop
know.
It.
Swallowing action.
Right.
Anyway.
And on that note, shall we play a song? I don't
Please.
Have the Chainsmokers just at the moment,
okay.
But let's play something else, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why wait to say, at least I did it my way. Lie way too faced, but in my heart I understand. I made my move, and it was all about you. Now I feel so far removed. You are the one thing in my way. 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 Feel so far removed. You are the one thing in my
are the one thing in my way. You 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 are the one thing in my way.
It's getting very loud in here, isn't it?
I'm loving it.
Because we have our first, well, two-thirds.
The one and only.
Of Rough Copy in the
Rough
studio.
Copy,
hello,
the
guys.
Yes. The underrated.
We in the house.
And we were getting some,
they were
getting
singing,
some singing.
To us.
It was lovely.
What sing? Who did?
Who are you talking about, darling?
I love it.
You sounded great.
Your voice is incredible.
I've got no headphones.
So you can hear what's going on. You can hear what's going on. How are you guys? What's going on?
We're good, man. Good.
What do you do?
It's exciting. How is it going, Rough Copy? Because let's be honest, you did so well on the X Factor. Was that 2014? Yep.
2013.
Wow.
You made it right the way through the show as well, though.
You made it through.
A week away from the finals, you know?
That was Sharon. Then we got kicked off.
That bitch.
Mrs. O.
I was going to say it, but I'm glad you did.
She loves you guys. You know she loves you. You're too adorable. But Gary was your mentor, right?
Uncle Gaz.
Yeah, Uncle Gaz.
And what was Gary Barlow like? Because obviously, we know a bit of Gary, but what's the real Gary like?
The real Gary is so fun. Like,
really?
He's so fun. It was just like we had a fourth member. It was literally like we had a fourth member. Because I think like the groups, the group category, two of the groups went quite early. So we had Gary a lot to ourselves.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So,
that always happens on X Factor,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, so
the groups are a bit of a, it's a tough one, the old groups.
Yeah,
groups.
You had Gary trust.
So we had Gary a lot of the time. He had a lot of free time. So he just chilled with us all the time and we just... Like, yeah, it was really fun. It was really good to like get to know him because yes. Obviously I've grown up listening to like Take That and you know what I mean, Relight My Fire. Like, trust, like my sister had the posters and everything. So it's really weird like having him in the flesh and like kind of feeling his personality. And
yeah.
So
it was
genuine. A good mentor, Gary. Because, there was a bit of stick whether him and Simon Cowell got on, and there was all of that in the press, as you know.
Yeah, definitely. We did hear about that, but...
They never met, did they?
They never really mentioned it to us or anything like that. Unless we read it in a paper, we was kind of excluded from it.
Oh, bless but, you. You're such lovely boys. So you were glad you did X Factor. I mean, because it is a scary time, isn't it? Going up there with the live audience, live shows.
Definitely. I was well excited. You know what it is? It was watching it on TV, like, you kind of... imagine it's a lot easier than it comes across. You think, oh, you just go on there, sing on stage, you know what I mean, go to the next stage, you know, if you get through, go to the lives, have a good time. But it was so hard. And I think, yeah, Kaz had a lot of what did you call it, Kaz?
Industry boot camp.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Well, what's involved in an industry boot camp?
Everything, man.
Blood, sweat, and tears, man.
What's it like? Is it tears? Shouting?
You know what it is? Like Joe said, it's underrated. You think, oh, no. Because what it is, when I used to watch it, and you see people coming on at the audition, and they haven't even started singing, but they're crying, thinking, man up. What are you crying for? No, when you're in there, you realise that when you're backstage, that's where the real work begins. You've got to do the interviews, you've got to rehearse, you've got to make sure your voice is pitch perfect, but you're tired because you haven't slept, because you're practising.
Oh, that's what Will Young said.
Yeah,
it's
literally everything wrapped into that 1 week.
Yeah. And every time the week's done, you're straight back into the next week. Right? So
it's like a roller coaster, isn't it?
Yeah, literally.
Definitely. And I think that was the hardest. That was the hardest part. I think it was because when the weekend's done, you're celebrating. You're like, oh yeah, we got through and all that kind of stuff. And then next thing you know, yeah, Monday morning comes and you're like, right guys,
what was it? What was the room? B10.
What was it?
B10. It was B10.
B10
with Gavin.
What, you're called
on the Sundays in the
room. Yeah, Gavin. Yeah.
But
if you're called to B10, you know what it is. Ensemble.
Ensemble.
Group ensemble.
You know what it is, yeah? You know the group ensemble.
Yeah.
I used to love that. The group ensemble was the time you let loose.
Mm. Oh,
that
wow.
was the time you had, you shaked your leg and you were just like, if I get the words wrong, I get them wrong.
But it was a pre-record, wasn't it?
They used no, to put, it was not. It was live.
Could you muck around a little bit? You could do your own thing.
Well, we did. I had a little Rough Copy X Factor marathon the other morning, and I was watching everything, and I was like, oh my days, we were crazy, weren't we? You know what I mean? And the ensemble was crazy outfits. I think we were wearing gold at one point.
Yeah, you had a crazy outfit, I remember it was like a little.
Did you mind all of that stuff, like dressing up and all that?
No, we
were
very much involved in everything we wore. Like, I think at one point I wore like 2 different shoes. I had my trousers rolled up. I wore 1 glove. I thought I was MJ. I didn't care. That was what we had to sing.
But you've got to throw yourself into these things, right? Yeah. Like, so you've got to take those opportunities.
Because you got the choreography as well. You had Brian Friedman.
No, we had it wasn't Brian Friedman.
We had Cisco.
It was Cisco.
Oh yeah. And so what? How was it doing all the dance moves with the music?
Yeah, you know what it is, like we have a natural energy about us, so for us to be on stage and sing, we want to move as well. But
I seem to remember a lot of bouncing up and down.
Yeah, one thing they did with one thing they did with us, and they made sure with us, is that they didn't give us too much hard choreography. It was more vibes and fun and energy. Hence the reason why we're bouncing up and down. Because I don't think they wanted to take away the essence of our vocal. Because a lot of people said that, you know, they loved us where we sound and our harmonies and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I don't think they wanted to complicate too much stuff. But yeah, we loved it, man. We loved shaking a leg and, you know what I mean, getting busy.
You were so entertaining.
What's been happening since? You were signed up for a bit, weren't you? And what happened with that? And then where are you now? What's going down?
Yeah, so we came out the show. Fortunately enough, we was able to be signed to Epic Sony. Released our first single, Street Love, which did pretty good in the R&B charts. I think it was top 20 in the R&B charts.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't do so well in the, you know, the normal charts, but hey, it's all down to, we ain't taking no blame for that one, are we?
No,
are we?
We're not taking no blame.
Is there someone you should blame?
Oh, gloves off, mate, gloves off, right?
No, let's not do it.
Can I
put this out there? Because a lot of the guests, we've had a lot of X Factor contestants on this show, and they sometimes feel that after the show, they're not really looked after as well.
It's
and how was it with
cycle.
You? I know the music industry is probably one of the hardest industries you could be into, but how was it for you guys?
Well, let's just say, thank God for our manager, eh? kept us safe, looked after.
Really? Good manager.
It is what it is. I mean, we're a group in the UK trying to do this R&B thing and carry the torch. So, end of the day, it is going to be difficult regardless. And we made a conscious decision. That's what we're going to do. That's what we're going to stick to. And, you know, we could have went the other way and probably be number one all year round now, isn't it?
Yeah.
But there's nothing worse than doing something that you don't really love.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You might not do it.
Well, that's why Zayn quit One Direction in the end, wasn't it? Like, you know, he didn't.
And then look at him now.
You can tell the kind of music he makes now.
Well, his album didn't sell, so, you know.
There you go.
It didn't.
Shots fired.
Shots fired.
So who else was it was Sam Bailey that won your year, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, she's a good buddy of mine, Sam. I saw her at Thorpe Park.
Yeah.
No, we didn't go to that frat, we were at Tully's farm, isn't that supposed to be really terrible, I'm live on Fuba Radio and I'm fuming because it was scary.
It was scary.
I was screaming. Okay. My next day, I had no voice.
No voice. That's how much I was screaming.
They chase you around with like pitchforks and
ducking. It was ridiculous.
There was one ride where you go on a tractor and you sit on it and it takes you like through kind of the forest and everything. And there was all sorts of madness, man. It was like, you know when you get the little girl in white, all in white, and she's there and her head's hanging, and it was like, I was screaming.
And they got on the ride.
They got on, and then
they grab you. And you think someone, at one point, I thought it was Kaz grabbing me. I was like, Kaz, get off me, man. I'm scared, man. Get off. I turn, and it's like some girl was. I was like, oh my
a
God.
Child.
Like, yeah, nah.
A dead child.
No, it was horrible.
So,
it was so
okay,
horrible.
So you weren't in front of it. But so you were with Sam Bailey on your year. So who else? It was Nicholas.
Nicholas, Luke Friend, Tamara Foster, Hannah Barrett.
Do you see any of those guys anymore? Oh, Hannah Barrett.
Yeah, Hannah. That's like a little sister.
How have you stayed in touch?
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, when we first came out, the first 2 years, we was kind of doing the circuit together. Like,
yeah.
Nicholas, Luke, we saw them a lot. Hannah, yeah. Tamara. Yeah. So, Sam Callahan, we saw quite a lot.
Oh, he was in here a couple of weeks ago.
So now we see a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Sam's
naughty.
Yeah, you had a good bunch actually.
Yeah, that was, you know what it is. That was a series good
year.
10.
Yeah,
that was the anniversary year.
But were you gutted when Sam won? Were you like, bitch?
Nah, we didn't. To be fair, I'm not gonna lie, to even get as far as we did, it was kind of like
amazing.
It was a humbling experience.
But a lot of people kind of declared who the winner was gonna be from early. Like we all
kind
knew
of see it anyway.
We kind of all knew that it was gonna be Sam Bailey and then like Nicholas second. Mm. Because I mean Nicholas kind of had the whole of Scotland.
Yeah.
And Sam Bailey kind of had the whole of the UK pretty much heart throbbing.
He was a cute little thing, wasn't he? But so young.
He's crazy backstage though. That's the side that we want everyone to see.
Yeah, the side that you know the crazy stuff we did.
Yeah,
like he was worse than us. He was crazier than us, but
naughty.
You never saw it. Yeah, he was in our
cheeky,
room all the time, taking our clothes.
God,
like,
I saw him in
pranks.
The bar, and he was with his mum and dad. He was like a choir boy. Hello.
No. See, that was the trick.
That's that media training, y'all.
That's that media training right there.
He was good. Oh, we need to do backstage.
Yeah, definitely.
What really goes on?
BTS behind the scenes.
So what? So what do you make of it this year? Have you seen any of it?
Yeah, man. I've kept in touch with it. I'm sure. As Joe, have you, Joe? Let's not start. Never mind that question.
Not so
Void.
Much. Well,
this year,
who do you like this year?
This year, me personally, I'm not gonna be biased. Yeah, because at the end of the day, there is a what do you call it? A curse of the groups.
Oh yeah.
There just is a curse of the group every year. Something
don't happens. Love anyone. I don't love anyone.
I think I'm gonna go for Gifty.
Yeah,
and 5 a.m.
Gifty is so good.
She's so good. Soulful, cool.
Yeah quirky.
And she tried.
Current.
She tried to do that thing like when Fleur East brought it out, did a song that no one had heard
and
before,
it went top
and
30.
It, and then it went really,
it banged.
So
she's got it. She's got it. All
I reckon she's.
On.
I reckon she's in with a.
What about Matty?
He can sing.
Yeah, really.
But has he got a girlfriend? Really? Because I think he told a few.
I don't know, man.
What do you mean, Lizzie?
The X Factor, really? Do you?
What do you mean, Lizzie?
Well, he said he'd broken up, so everyone felt sorry for him. He was like, I'm heartbroken.
Oh,
and then suddenly he's still living with her, and they're together.
Oh,
mate.
I think it was our friend Dan Whitten.
Didn't know that.
Maybe they got back together quick.
Well,
maybe
there's a break.
But you've got to do these things on X Factor, right?
Is that, they love a whole story.
Was that part of it for you guys? You had to do the whole sob story thing?
Nah,
like,
man, you see.
Well,
our sob story.
Our story was a sob story. Oh, with the visa issues. It was just destined to be a sob story, wasn't it?
Can you retell this story?
Let's retell it. Let me retell it as I was the culprit.
Okay, I'm going to go to sleep.
No, I was the culprit, mate. It was Kazim. No, I mean, it wasn't really, it was
your
a thing where...
out of date.
Yeah, it wasn't even that. It was, I'm Nigerian, so obviously where them guys can just travel any really, I got to get a visa. Just didn't get published in time, processing time, and it was all about timing, so...
I know, those
that
it
was it,
forever.
Yeah. Obviously, that year, Judges Hazard was in New York, so I could not go.
Wow.
Oh, but were you worried? Were you gutted? Were you thinking that?
I was vexed. I'll be real. Like, I was vexed. I put the group together. Like, so for them not. For me not to be there, I was
vexed. And we left him.
Left man, though.
Back see you later.
See ya.
But it happened again this year with the other contestant, of the overs.
Yeah,
and they just
good.
Dropped her. Like
oh, the Filipino.
Yeah.
Woman. Yeah.
They dropped her. So you weren't dropped.
So
they gave you time.
They gave me time. They put
lucky.
Me back.
Oh, talking of controversy. Sorry, I'm going to be controversial. My favourite was. Who's calling me? Oh, Sterling's calling me.
Who's calling you?
Sterling. Should I put in my last name and send
him
live?
Put him live.
I'm happy. I'm just getting a smack when he comes in here.
Wait. Let's
do lateness. I'm giving him.
Okay, Sterling, so we're live. Say hello.
Hi.
Where are you?
I'm outside.
Oh, outside.
We'll get someone to get you in.
Bring him in.
Don't leave him outside. It's cold.
That's
it's
so
cold.
Funny. Right, so I'm going to be controversial. So my favourite was The Brooks.
Oh, well.
My favourite, well, let me tell Snapchat. My favourite was The Brooks on X Factor, and I don't know where they've gone.
Well, I mean,
they are the
they're never coming back.
Guys, tell me where they've gone, please.
Well, they've been replaced by Fourth Diamond, so.
Well, yeah.
They're not coming back.
They
one
ain't coming
was
back.
Rather naughty.
Yeah, a bit of an anger problem going on there, apparently.
Who would have known?
I would rather not comment on this subject.
Okay. Sorry, I had to bring it up.
But can I just say, I did like them too. They were little Justin Biebers.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, but it's true.
Superstars in the making.
And that was the whole, I think that was the whole game.
They were cute.
One of them was an arsehole. So
yeah, but one of them is an arsehole.
He was though.
So he's not going to be involved. We
exactly.
You know who I feel sorry for? Feel sorry for the twin.
Oh yeah, the other twin.
That's who I feel sorry for.
I wonder if they're talking. He must be really let down.
Oh, they're twins. They have no choice.
They're not sharing a room. No, you know,
if they're twins, they could probably feel each other's pain. They're like, oh, so it's like,
oh yeah,
you're well upset with me, aren't you?
Well, we've actually you've got a song coming out, haven't you?
Yeah, we do. We do,
and we've got it here to play.
Shall we play it? Yes. And then we can
Bring in your third member.
Yeah, your third member.
Talk about
just
it. And
coming
lucky.
In, he's a bit cold. He's been standing outside. Let's play it.
So do you guys want to introduce the track?
Oh, you know what? It's mad, dear. True say we should all three of us be here whilst we're doing
this. Oh, well, he's late.
Is he there? Can you see him? Is he visible?
I can't see him.
Bring him in afterwards.
Okay, cool. Ready,
he's
Joe?
He's getting himself together.
It's your boys,
Rough Copy.
And these E's, we are the underrated kings of R&B of the UK. And this is our new single.
UK.
The stars. Oh, don't you worry about the sunshine. Wherever I go, the sun is not too far. I'm falling for you, girl. There's a feeling, I can feel it deep inside. Oh, can I take you, girl? On a spaceship, we can travel through the night. Everybody loves you, UK.
We'll have a great time.
And we're in UK. I'll take you all around UK. Everybody loves you, UK.
We'll have a great time.
Honey, girl, your taste me just like candy. Whenever I'm around you, we have the greatest time. Don't you worry about the past, girl. Let's leave it all behind.
I'm falling for you, girl. There's a feeling, I can feel it deep inside. Oh, can I take you, girl? On a spaceship, we can travel through the night.
Everybody in UK, I'll take you all around UK. Everybody loves UK.
We'll have a great time.
Everybody in UK, I'll take you all around UK. Everybody loves UK.
Take you anywhere.
We'll be right back.
time. Well, hey.
Yeah,
that
baby.
That was sensational.
And now the full band is here.
Yeah. Oh, he's here, all right?
Yeah. Oh, my God, this has gone crazy. How was Clapham?
Right, so let me just explain to the viewers and the supporters and the fans. I'm sorry that I'm late. I didn't mean to be late. Basically, it was my team's fault. Wrong information.
That's fire.
And when I pressed it took me somewhere else. Thank God I got a phone call from Joe. And Joe was like, where are you, bro? I'm like, I'm on the way to Clapham. Clapham, what's in Clapham? You lot. No, we're in Caledonia.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, is that what it was? It was the C's and the L's.
I was like, what's going on? Do you know what I mean? But I made it.
Let's just say, you're here and that track sounds, I was going to swear, cool.
You can swear.
Swear, man.
It was fucking amazing. No, it was phenomenal.
Thank you so much.
How did it come about? What's the deal?
How did it come about? Oh, my gosh. Well, it started in my room, in my bedroom. And where I like do recording.
Where all good things do.
Listen, that's where all the great music is made. So basically. Yeah, so it started in my bedroom because I do most of the writing, whatever, and I got given the beat and I was like, oh, this is a vibe. Straight away, I thought of Joe. I was like, yeah, Joe. Let me think of Joe. Then, entwine Michael Jackson. Then I got Justin Timberlake and then I got Estelle and then I got all these kind of people and I was like, yeah, man, this is cool. UK came about with my little microphone with a little sock on there because my windscreen, my thing that you put around it so it stops from spit is kind of like broken, so right. I put a sock and it gave
whatever
it that special
works.
Whatever yeah
works.
And it gave it that works. Special it whatever gave it that works. Special tone that niceness.
But wait, where's your inspiration from? Because it's very funky. I feel like you've got to be Stevie Wonder. There's a
yeah
there's
like
everything.
I said Stevie Wonder, Michael Jackson, Justin Timberlake, Usher. Yeah. Joe, like, do you know what I mean? Because obviously it's just energy. Yeah, the track's just energy, and just great vibes. And it's a long time that we've actually been able to make a track like that and be able to sell it.
Oh, that is sensational. For me, I love it.
That was a shot fired.
I love it. But now we ask the boys, how was your X Factor experience? Were you happy you did it? Was it something you're glad? Was it good for the group?
Yeah, we've answered your time.
Yeah,
we've already answered.
It was an amazing experience. No, it was an amazing experience. There's some people that say you get a bad thing when you're on them shows, whatnot. But at the end of the day, every year it makes us money. Do you know what I mean? It gives us the platform to put ourselves out again, and also it gave us the platform to be seen in front of millions of people across the world. Do you know what I mean? And we're able to travel the world and perform here, perform there, and still, and also as well, we've done a really great thing on X Factor when it came to the fashion personality. Like,
I love
we
the
set
fashion.
The trend.
Who actually chose those outfits? We talked about the gold. That stayed with me.
We all chose our own outfits, really.
Oh,
yeah.
Did you choose them yourself?
Because the stylists at the time, they agreed with us. So it was a case where we was like,
them?
We want this, and then they would source the items of clothing, really. Yeah.
It was a lot of the stuff was brought in. We brought some of the stuff in.
What, your own stuff?
Yeah.
Fancy dress outfit.
Do you know what it is? It was
Halloween week.
It was all about standing out for us because, you know what I mean? We was from when we did our auditions. Yeah. Like, that was our own clothes, and everyone was like, oh, have you seen them new boys are wearing skirts and dresses? Yeah. And we was like,
you're quite adorable. You're very likable. I think that's the thing. Was that the nice vibe? You got on with everyone there.
Yeah,
yeah,
man. We brought the energy, and that's
not everyone.
That's, oh, man. You keep your mouth quiet,
Sam. Who didn't like you?
Nah, we got. Know what it is? We got it with everyone,
they
man.
All
we
had
Mrs. O.
Haters will be haters.
She loved us.
She adored you.
Yeah, man. She What
she
did she call us?
The knife
at
the
end. Yes.
Yeah. What did she call kangaroos, things? You know how she everything's hands.
No, she was lovely. I think one thing about that show as well, like, yeah, it's a competition. You're against each other. But at the same time, there has to be a unity, a way of playing and helping each other and teamwork, basically. And we all got on. We genuinely all got on. Throughout, it's like, if you look at the archive of videos and all that, we're all there together just playing, messing about. Like, it's great experience.
I have to say, though,
I've got some lost files.
Oh, but
I've got a lot of videos.
Listen,
and audio recordings.
You've all been lost. He was lost in Clapham.
Oh, mate.
Well, forgive you. But you had a great, we said you were against Sam Bailey, who won it, but you had run. Real good.
Phenomenal. We had a good run.
You had a good run and good people on.
Mm.
But when you're, no one knows what it's like when you're on that stage and you're live. What is that like?
We're live on Facebook.
Are we Facebook
live?
What is that like when it's the live shows?
Oh, no, I'm not going to lie. When we watch it back, we're like, we're cringing corner. Like, because obviously at the time when you're on the show, you're nervous. You're thinking about 101 things, what camera to look at, where to step, don't step out of line. And plus, it was the first year that they told us to use in-ears on stage. So that was a whole different experience because you're singing with your earphones in.
Yeah.
So you can't hear no interaction from the audience.
Oh,
so
man.
It just feels like you're just... It just feels very weird.
Was it odd?
Like you feel like you're not connected to the audience.
Mm. First time.
Did you not like it? Did you
not really. No. Like, because if you look at some of the shows, there's sometimes we have like I'm like singing and I'm taking it out, putting it back in. He's over there.
In out, checking.
Mama's over there,
shaking
like,
it
spinning
all
out his neck.
And that's that's why I say it's literally a boot camp because, like you said, we've never before used in ears.
Yeah,
so we
yeah.
had a week to get used to him and have to sing live with them.
And how did you all get together in the first place? How did you become a group? Is this a long story?
No, Kazim ordered pizza. And then it was me that was on the other line.
You did delivery?
Yeah, I was the delivery guy.
Wow, like, I'm really hungry. I need a pepperoni
and
right
then,
now.
Do you know what I mean? Vid to him. But then on the way, Joe tried to steal the pizza out of the bike.
In Clapham.
When I stopped at the traffic light.
You are joking.
Swear down. That's why we call him Quick Legs. Because he
got tried to neck the pizza. Was it? Hope it was a nice deep.
No,
I'm sorry. What the fuck is this story?
Yeah. Is this for real?
Can we get...
tell him the truth.
No, I believe anything.
I'll run with this story, bro.
No,
yes.
I believe anything, please.
Come on.
No,
so he nicks pizzas.
Yeah, he nicks pizzas. He's got quick feet. Yeah, no, it was nine years ago now. There was a talent show that I was dancing at, and I bumped into Sterling. I troubled him in one of his rooms. I ran up in his room and I said, "Yo, what? I like your voice." But yeah, no, he was singing the jam, having a little jamming session. I picked him out of the whole of that room because he just had his unique tone. Introduced, basically said, "You want to be in a group?" He's like, "Well, not really." Not really, but okay, well, just give me a call, innit? I was like, okay, great. Couple weeks later, I was at a show with the current management at the time. They had a girl group, and Joe runs on stage. Literally, wow. Ran on stage.
If you can see me now, you're doing everything. Like,
evoking.
Jason Derulo / Chris Brown. It's crazy. So he came on the stage with so much energy, and I just love the fact that somebody made me turn around because we was leaving.
Yeah.
And he came on, and I was like, "Now we need to stay. Who's that? Who's that? Pick him." And yeah, that's how the group was formed, man. Just share
gels.
Energy. Yeah.
Love that
took
story.
Us a while to
I
gel.
I prefer the
pink
story.
All right. Oh, all right. I used to wear bright colours and look like them, man.
So what's happening now? You've got a track. What's going on now?
Yeah, so we've got the single out. I just want to say a big thank you to the team, Dysfunctional Management, and a very big thank you to Divu Records.
Divu Records.
Like, I'm not gonna lie, all the people we worked with, they have been on top of the game and said what they've said they're gonna do, and they've done it.
So rare thing.
Yeah. So at the moment, we've got the single out right now with like 7 remixes, which is like killing it. There's gonna be more remixes added on, hopefully, and then we're gonna be bringing out another single next year, January. So we're just going to keep the momentum
going.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
And then hopefully by time next year we're going to be, do you know what I mean, booked for the festivals and hopefully tours. If not in the UK, the whole of Europe. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? We're great entertainers.
Awesome.
We love to
you are
do
fantastic
what we do.
Entertainers. I think that's the whole thing. You've got the whole package because you're not just good vocalists, but you entertain and dance and look good. You're a bit late. But
yeah.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's all right.
And can I ask you, did you hook up with Simon Cowell at all? Did he at all give you any advice? Or?
No, them lot met him. They did meet him.
The first time we all met him was on a big screen when he told us we got through
to the live tours. Yeah.
But then there was one time that we went back the next year after where we were supporting a girl group in there called Ivy Rocks. Big them up. And me and Joe was there, and like we don't plan to do these things, we just want to go there and support. But knowing Rough Copy, we always get dragged into doing
doing this and doing that. And then we ended up, then we ended up watching the show and then ended up meeting Simon Cowell. Simon Cowell came down and we was like, hi, Simon. Simon was like, oh, it's a shame that we couldn't get to work together.
And I was like, you know what that means?
And I was just thinking, oh, Simon, don't say that to us, love.
But it's all worked out in the end. Do you know what I mean?
It's all worked out, man. It's all worked out. It's all worked out.
I hope you did say it like that. But that is, yeah. But you boys have done good.
Thank you.
Oh, for surviving.
So good. Yeah. We love you. We love you here at FUBA. And when the next track comes, will you come into the studio?
Yes. But before the next track comes, you make sure you pre-order this one so we can even be seen.
I want to play it again.
We'll play it next week.
Do you know what would be even better? It's like, since X Factor's on, you should have us on like every week on Monday and we can discuss about
reviews.
Well, we're only on Thursday.
I'm going to ask you because you missed out. Who is your favourite on this year's? Have you been watching? Who's your favourite and who don't you like?
Well, I'm upset because my little brother's not on there.
Jeez.
I've already said it, but go on.
What?
I've said it already.
I thought I was supposed to say. I got scared then.
Just say it.
The books.
Oh, yeah, no, no. He's got a discrepancy against that.
Only because, well, no, do you know what it is?
One of the Brooks. I call him. He's not the, so good.
Stop it! And then I must say, Matt. Like his voice. He's like, Matt. What's his name? Matt Terry. See it there.
Matty.
He is. Matt. Voice is amazing.
I mean, mm-hmm. He was a waiter. Look, it could change your life.
Was that a real story as well, though?
Cause yeah,
you never know.
You never know.
And obviously, 5 a.m., do you know what I mean? Like, they're not us, but they just remind me of us.
Now, you know what it is? No, let me give you some history. Let me give you some history.
5 a.m.
Let me just stay myself before I go to
the try to get a little sound clip and say, yo,
they're absolutely amazing. Like, obviously, we have a history with one of them anyway, Jordan.
What happened?
Because he was in Code 4 and...
Okay.
And, very confusing.
But they are energetic and they're always smiley and that is what a lot of people love us for.
And they're young. Not like you boys.
No, of course not. They do their own thing and they do it well.
They do it well.
Like, but they're not
going to
win.
Well, we've really appreciated you coming into the studio, guys. It's been excellent having you here.
We absolutely do.
And we'll be playing the track next week.
Are you kicking us out already?
Dash your man out.
We've got a 2-hour show. We've got three more guests to come in.
Darling, would you give us...
Can't we just be in with them?
You don't want to leave. Can you give us a little track, little song? Sing to me before you go. Nice. Come on, boys. For our listeners.
I just did the chorus on my own.
On your own?
Oh,
wow.
Oh, wow.
UK in it. I'll just do the thing there.
Come on, darling. I'm not
baby,
waiting.
Have you ever been to London? Had a picnic on Hyde Park and watched the stars? Don't you worry about the sunshine wherever I go. The sun is not too far. I'm falling for you, girl.
Hey.
Here's a feeling, I can feel it deep inside. Oh, can I take you, girl? On a spaceship, we can travel through the night. So, have you ever been UK? I'll take you all around UK. Everybody loves UK. And have you ever been to UK? I'll take you all around UK. Everybody loves UK. I love UK. I love the tea. I love the toast.
I love the I love
the
shine.
Bacon sandwiches. I love my fish and chips, the mushy peas, chips and gravy.
And FUBA Radio.
Hey! FUBA!
Thank you, boys. Right. That was amazing.
Thank you very much, guys. And we'll definitely get you in when the next single drops.
We love this Thank one, though, and everyone's got to get it.
Pre-order, stream really it on Spotify. It. Let's go.
Let's Thank go you there. Very much, guys.
It's incredible. For everyone. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, Thank you for having us.
And follow me on Twitter. I'll follow you. Follow
me. We just followed you back and retweeted, Lizzie.
Okay.
Job done.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you, boys.
We love you. Thank you.
Best
of luck. Best of luck.
Baby, I like you so.
Grips on your waist, front way, back way. You know that I don't play. Streets not safe, but I never run away. Even when I'm away. OT, OT, there's never much love when we go OT. I pray to make it back in one piece. I pray. That's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand.
was taking a hold on me. I need a one dance, got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go, higher powers taking a hold on me.
Baby, I like your style.
Strength and guidance, all that I'm wishing for my friends. Nobody makes it from my ends. I had to bust up the silence. You know you gotta stick by me. Soon as you see the text, reply me. I don't wanna spend time fighting. We got no time and that's why I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go, higher powers taking a hold on me. I need a one dance. Got a Hennessy in my hand. One more time before I go, higher powers taking a hold on me.
Presents
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
The one and only Sam Simmons.
Oi, oi! Thanks for having me, guys. Thank you. I tell you, everyone's very excited that
yes,
you're here.
Yes, 100%.
Oh, really? I just feel bad following the magicians. They are the most... I know those guys, and they're really annoying. Well, I got no time for magicians, and I always fake it when I'm around them. Like, oh, hey, guys, good to see you again. You naked magicians. No, magic is, like, on the entertainment scale, they're just below stand-up comedians. So it goes jugglers, magician, then stand-up comedians. Yeah. So they're down the rungs.
Every Friday.
The Friday Social with Hugh Joseph and Michael Payne.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I you. I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song. That would beat to death in Tucson. Okay.
tattoo on your shoulder. Pull the sheets right off the corner of that mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
Are you happy, Lizzie? Finally, we've played it.
I love that track. I think it's because I got good news when it was playing and it reminds me of that.
Good times.
Good times,
good times,
babe.
Good vibes.
Good times.
Well, after the fucking mental craziness of having Rough
Madness.
Copy in there, we've got the very calm and serene Tom Aspel in the studio.
Hey.
Hello.
Tom,
hi.
Look very handsome.
Oh,
very handsome boy.
You could be in Downton Abbey or something.
Oh, do you think?
Very classical, lovely face.
Well, Stephen told me I should look a bit smart today.
Gorgeous. Well, I said they take pictures, so you know.
Yeah, you know, I made a bit
of
an effort.
You're looking good.
Thank you. That's really
unlike
kind.
Rough Copy, who were a little bit rough and late.
There is something going on around here, like the tube's closed and a gorilla's on the loose, apparently.
I just don't believe this.
It is. You have to check the internet.
A clown.
No,
not a killer clown.
I know,
can't
I saw
handle
a horrible
that.
Clown again today.
Are you joking?
No.
Where?
Covent Garden.
Oh, well, that's what's performing.
Well, I don't know. It scared me.
Anyway,
like
hi,
it.
Tom.
Anyway,
hi.
Tom.
Thanks for having me.
Tom.
Yeah, good to have you in here. So explain to those listeners who don't know who you are.
I am a singer and a songwriter.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing that for about 4 or 5 years. And most of the time I'm sort of writing for other people, but occasionally I like to indulge and release an EP or a single here and there.
Uh-huh.
And
you've had a couple of... you had a little nomination.
Oh, the Pop Justice thing.
Yeah.
Which is great, which is... it's like... it's a blog, obviously, that I've been reading since I was a kid that sort of talks about pop music. And I think they nominated me... Well, a song that I was singing on for Song of the Year, kind
oh,
of.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's meant to be an alternative to the Mercury Music Prize,
that's
isn't it?
That's the thing, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's called the Pop Justice 20 quid music prize.
Oh,
and people like Girls Aloud have won it before and stuff like that, isn't
yeah.
it? So,
and I came fourth or fifth, I think. And it's really good. You all go to this pub. It was.
I love that. Firstly,
yeah,
great, love being in the pub.
Honestly, it's such. It's you have to drink through
Who
it.
Who buys the rounds?
I think everyone kind of
chips in.
Yeah,
good. Yeah, like
and
that.
You just
you
get
have a whip.
Pretty like yeah, bladdered, and you're just drinking and drinking, and basically there's 10 or 12 songs nominated, and there's different rounds, and a song gets eliminated after every round. It's really kind of sort of silly in a sense, but it gets serious towards the end, like with the last few. And I was down to, I think, you know, there was like Lil Mick Zane and me left or something like that. So I was happy to be sort
yeah,
of.
It's impressive.
And it was quite awkward as well because some of the people on the other side of the room were like, get him out and shit. And so I was sitting there like, guys. And it's my
Did they know it was you?
Yeah. You have to like announce yourself at the start of the thing. Like it'd be like, oh, hi, I'm this person.
And do you have to say a bit about yourself? Do you
yeah.
say, hi, I am.
It's like an AA meeting. A little bit.
Yeah.
And everyone was
but
like,
"But you are very distinguished.
Do you think?
You're quite different, yeah.
Well, apart from the Birmingham accent,
yeah, no, it's not coming out yet.
But so tell me, because you've done some amazing work, you know.
Well, let's talk about Kylie.
We've got to talk about Kylie because
oh, yeah.
that is hitting me when I read your bio.
Well,
wow, how did that come about?
That was. Really strange, actually. So I did a song called Indiana about what's 3 years ago, and I did it with MNEK, and
who is exploding at the moment, right?
Yeah, who's I think he won an award at the Attitude Awards.
Yeah,
yes.
And he's a really good friend of mine, and he's great, and I love him. And we sort of he's kind of helped me get to where I am, I guess, because he sort of supported my music and produced that song and kept retweeting it and supporting it. And I guess I just got lucky and an A&R heard it and thought, oh, that will sound good on Kylie's album. And so we released it in the October I got the email sort of in November. I think she recorded it in December, and then it came out in March. It was literally that quick.
Cool.
Yeah, but I didn't actually get a chance to get into the studio with her. Well, which was a shame. Yeah.
But you do feature on the track, don't you?
I'm singing backing vocals. It's really funny. Which is, I think...
How do you do that with not being in the studio?
You're just not in the studio at the same time, right?
Oh, yeah. I see.
It's all cut and paste.
One, she did a song called...
I'd have just shown up.
I know, well, this is it. Like, I should have just texted Emanike and be like, I'm outside.
I'm just passing.
Good to go.
I was just passing through.
I should have, but I didn't, and I regret it to this day. But I did meet her once.
I pushed myself right in.
I know. Well, I think I was just trying to be a little bit cool, to be honest. And I met her once. She did a video called Time Bomb in Soho.
Oh my God, I love that.
She recorded it in Soho. And she came to a bar. I can't remember what it's called. It's got a French name. And my friend was on the door and I was just there. It's a karaoke place. And she came at the end of the night with all her dancers, which is nice. And we did Be My Baby by the Ronettes.
Oh my God, that's so good.
And that was two
so you
years.
Have sung with Kylie.
Yeah, that was 2 years before it all happened. She's tiny. I love that song. Such a classic.
Yeah.
And she, because basically you get like given a clipboard and you have to tell people what you want to sing, and both me and her chose Be My Baby. So they were like, oh, okay, you have to do a duet. And I was like, oh shit, okay. All right.
What a disaster.
A disaster with Kylie. Oh no.
Yeah. But I haven't met her since the song's come out. And she got my name wrong as well.
Oh no.
In an interview.
Oh God.
But what can you do? I'm all right.
Seriously, Don. What did she call you?
Paul Aspinall.
Oh no.
Which is fine. That's my dad's name's Paul. But
listen, I was once called Lindsay Cunty at the Film Festival in Cannes, introduced on stage, and James Bond was in front of me, so you can't get much worse than that, can you?
No, you wish.
That is mortifying.
I was like, you Russian bastard.
Oh, no.
I trod on his foot with my stiletto.
That is as far as bad Cunty. Name, that's pretty
that's
bad.
That's pretty bad.
Yeah.
But it made Joan... I mean, we had Joan Collins, Jane Fonda, and she choked on her. So I was like, poor girl, what a name.
We've got a bit blim.
Anyway, so, but you've done so much stuff. I mean, you really have. You've got everything. You've been really busy.
I have been busy. It's been 3 years, basically, of just like solid writing for other people. So it's kind of...
Is that quite hard? Do you know who you're writing for?
Yeah, so like a typical day, you sort of go to the studio about 11 or 12 and you know who you're going to write for, and you sit in there with them and you have to kind of try and finish the day with a song. And it's been like that pretty solidly for 3 years. And to be honest, like if you think like that's like a couple of hundred songs sort of spread out.
Floating around.
Yeah, and so when it boils down to it and things actually get cut, it's sort of a massive... It feels like just it's a good feeling because there's so many other people doing it and it's quite competitive and can be quite political and, you know... But it's I'm so happy to do it. It's such a fun job. It's a bit weird, but it's weird, like, you're kind of people's psychologist because you go in there and they tell you all their problems and
right, well,
and then you sort of have to like try and turn that into a song and sort of be personable.
Do you have to have a story? Do you have to think, right, this happened to me, this is where
sometimes
I write about it? Because
it depends, really. Like it's difficult to write if you haven't had that experience. Like if you're writing about heartbreak, I think it's kind of a little bit plastic if you haven't been through it yourself. I don't think it resonates with anyone. And I think everyone can tell that when they listen to the song.
Because my friend's never been dumped.
Really?
And they write songs. I say, how can you write a song? You've never been dumped.
You can kind of...
And they're like, yeah, try. I know.
I've seen it on a film once.
Don't worry about it. I saw Gone with the Wind. You know, like, no, but you've got to feel it.
I think so. I think, obviously, it's different for different people.
It works. Because I read that story, whether it's true or not. Paul McCartney, with Yesterday, had scrambled eggs. And he rhymed it. And he had scrambled eggs.
Oh yeah.
And he said he was just had scrambled eggs and he changed it yesterday.
Oh really?
But it's how you write the song. I suppose it's different methods.
Definitely.
But he used to always have a pen and paper by the side of his bed. He'd wake in the middle of the night. Go.
Yeah, I mean, I've definitely like tried to do that. It's just so difficult to like keep up, and make something exciting from a dream if you like dreaming about volcanoes or something, which I did this morning. First thing came to my head.
Oh yes. Ooh, what sort of dream is that?
I don't know.
It was really
explosion.
It
was, I was gonna say.
You know, it's probably some kind of Freudian thing.
Yeah.
Actually, my boyfriend is away, so I think it all makes sense. He's gone away for a week. So there you go.
Times are hard.
I woke up the night going, oh my God, where's water? I was so dehydrated from last night. But yes, it's
funny, the party lifestyle, Lizzie.
But I think songwriting, and I mean, that's where you can make your fortune.
I guess so. I think it's kind of, it's drying up really quickly because people don't buy records as much as they used to. Everything's done with Spotify and am I allowed to say Spotify?
Yeah.
Say what you like.
All right,
show,
Spotify
baby.
And Apple and all of that gubbins. Everyone's streaming and not buying, and I think it's making it quite
tough?
Slim pickings. Yeah, a little bit. So I think the way people are making money is through sort of getting music in films and TV programs and on adverts and synchronizing things like that. But I think, you know, if you have a big hit, you still make a lot of money. But it's
they're few and far between, aren't they?
I think they really are. And I think there are people who kind of, once they've got to that point, they just dominate. So you can't really break through unless you're really lucky.
Yeah.
But I don't have any bad feelings about it. I'm just incredibly positive, and I just think you just have to keep writing, and one day something will click and be massive. Hopefully.
And maybe one day you can write something for Jennifer Lopez.
I love
her. That
would
be a dream.
Do you love her more than me?
I've got a tattoo of
her.
Not of her. I'll show you. It's this.
Seriously, where is it?
Yeah, I'm not. I've just had it done.
J-Long.
Yeah.
Wow.
Is that cool? I don't know.
I would say
so.
Thank you.
I want to be her.
I know,
I try
me
and
too.
Look like her, but it doesn't work. But I do.
I think
my
you're
best.
Pulling it off.
I think you're
pulling it off.
The British version.
The British version of J-Lo.
Yeah. What is it about J-Lo you like so much?
Her bum. Her bum's got a great bum.
She's got a great bum.
Not the best legs. I'm going to be honest. Sorry, I'm going to be. You've got to be. She's got a great, great smile.
Beautiful face. Right?
Yeah.
I think.
Great for her age.
Do you know, she is. And I think.
How old is she?
She's 67, right?
Right, she's. Are you a real J-Lo fan? I know her date of birth, okay?
May the 24th.
She is actually
right?
46.
46.
Okay. 47.
So she's great for age.
She's going back with Anthony.
And she's. Is she?
Mm.
Oh my God.
Oh gosh.
He's got the same birthday as me.
Wow, you get on
wow.
then.
I know.
What's your birthday?
16th of September. Yeah.
Libra, no.
Virgo.
Ooh.
Mm. What's wrong with a Virgo?
No, I like Virgos.
Quite anal,
I get
aren't
on
we?
With Taurus. You're very tidy.
We are. Can you tell?
Yeah. Yeah. It's very tidy tattoo.
Oh,
I like
yeah.
that tattoo.
I actually have another Virgo one. Actually, oh. funnily, all on the same wrist.
A virgin.
No.
Virgos are very nice people. I get on with
aww.
Them.
What are
Taurus.
You? Taurus. Yeah, we do get on.
We get on.
That Taurus, two of my best friends are Taurians. April 24th.
Yeah, Taurus is good.
I know nothing about star signs. I'm a Scorpio.
Oh, no, I get on with you, but
they're quite raunchy, right?
Yeah, they're very, very highly sexed.
Chance to be a fucking fine
highly
thing.
Highly sexed, but don't forget, if anything happens, they never forget.
That's true,
they'll
actually. Like that is very true.
Sting in the tail.
No, that honestly, that is 100% true.
Really?
Stubborn
yes.
at times. Will they?
I won't.
Not?
I say I do. I take the Katie Price mantra: never forgive and never forget.
No.
Oh
she's
my God!
Has
she not
Kieran,
gone
she?
On enough about Kieran? The poor guy. Aww. I bet he's watching Loose Women go. No, don't mention me.
Well, now she's
how long
not
ago was it? Like 4 years?
2 years?
2 years?
Two
all
years
right.
ago?
Feels like four.
That girl Jane, whatever her name is, the
Jane Poutney. She gets name checked. She gets name checked all the time.
Vile woman.
She not allowed to speak about her for legal reasons.
Oh right.
Mm. I mean, we can hear, but you know, you can't like go and speak to her, try and interview her or anything.
Really?
Mm. Can we mention cup of tea?
Cup of tea.
Tea.
Why?
Scotty T.
Oh,
right.
Oh, ooh. Are you talking about Scotty T and?
Yeah, that was a stitch up job, I think.
Can you explain to the listeners what you're talking about?
No, I won't. For legal reasons, I won't.
I'm gonna have a cup of tea.
Yeah, you have a cup of tea, and I'll talk to the Scot.
Well,
no,
okay.
All I'm saying is I'm not going to talk about it.
Okay, fine.
But it was a bit. It was a bit.
Katie Price was caught coming out of a car.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway, what were we talking about? Jennifer Lopez. Why is it? Why is it? Why is it you like Jennifer Lopez? And
do you want to write for her?
I would love to write for her.
Could you write for her?
I could, yes. I think I've
but she's
been
quite
to Miami once. You know,
I know how it works.
What's your favourite track, Jennifer? Jennifer Lopez track.
I like If You Had My Love, the first one. Yeah. I think it's
have
real.
Have
like,
that? Could we play that?
I think it's a real classic pop song, and it's really well written, and she sounds great on it. And I think the reason I love her is because she's in the same vein as the. Like, I love Jerry Halliwell because I think she's not particularly talented, but she's got really far. And I think that's so good.
But she can dance.
She can dance.
She throws her hair about. Yeah. Like,
she can dance
that,
and
from
she can
side
act
to side.
And she can sing, in a sense.
I think she's actually a better actress.
Yeah, she's a great actress.
She's a great actress.
I just love her, and I could talk about her for like as long as you want.
Well, clearly, when you get a tattoo of someone,
no, I've been to see her twice.
Oh,
I've actually the closest I've come to her is a songwriter friend of mine was in her house writing with her, and he was like, "I'm in her house." That's it.
Can I tell you a story?
Please, yeah.
Now I met Jennifer Lopez.
Oh God.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I was.
Miss
wearing,
Lopez.
I won't want to say, but she said, cute bum. I went like that.
Oh, wow.
And underneath, I had Spanx with a padded bum in.
Oh, wow.
And she went, oh, my God, you got to pretend J-Lo bum.
Where was this?
But I'd been given them as on a gift day, and I thought, oh, I'll wear them this night. I never wear them. And it was like these little pants with little pants in.
I've seen them about. Yeah,
yeah. But I haven't worn again. I haven't worn again. I just do squats now. But she actually felt them.
Wow.
How embarrassing.
That's a dream.
I think if he could get his bum felt up by Jennifer Lopez, he'd be fairly happy.
Yeah. I'd be there.
Right, we're going to play your track, Tom.
Okay.
And then we're going to have a little quick chat with you about it, I think.
Okay.
How about
great.
That?
Yeah. Let's do that.
Hard to be something that I'm not. Trying hard to keep my shit together. Played the cards so close to my chest. Until now, this thing we had was heaven. And I need a miracle. Make me invisible. Wrap me up till you can't see me. Make me disappear. Treat me like a criminal, babe. Oh, I think my heart is breaking. Make me disappear.
Never Complaining by Tom Aspel.
Thank you. Voice is beautiful.
Thank you so much. That's
Does
so
it feel
kind.
Weird when you're listening to your own stuff like that?
A little bit, yeah. Especially in this scenario.
when we're all just talking about it while you're sitting here.
But it's got to get used to it, haven't I?
But you said that this is not representative of the EP.
No, it's probably the most mid-tempo song on the EP. Everything else is a bit dancier because I was doing some gigs last year and I think I've done quite a bit of mid-tempo kind of R&B stuff a bit. Is that grammatically correct? I don't know. Yeah. But I've had a sort of phase of doing that and I remember performing and people just not really knowing what to do in the gig and sort of
just kind of standing.
Yeah. And I was like, and then I do have a few more up-tempo ones. So when I was doing them, they were like getting into it. So I thought, you know, if I'm going to do an EP, I'd like it to be 3/4 upbeat and then one sort of mellow.
So you can watch people tap their feet in the crowd.
It's very Jermaine Jackson, cool. It's got a lovely feel.
Thank you. Sort of going for new Jack Swing, I think. Like early 90s R&B.
Yeah, yeah.
Bobby Brown.
I mean, it's summer vibes in October.
Yeah.
Can I tell you, I love it.
Thank you so much.
I really do. I want to hear the rest of your stuff.
I'll send it to you.
Can we play it for next week?
Yeah. We can get it.
There's
for
a
next
song
week.
Coming out on the 21st of October. We're in October.
Oh, I'd like
we
to
are
hear
in
more.
October.
I'd like to hear more, and I'd like to hear the upbeat. But
you're
I
on
love
Spotify
that
as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so people can listen on there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it's all out there.
And so, what are your hopes and dreams, Tom? What is the next step?
Well, I just. Just going to keep writing. I've got a song coming out tomorrow. I wrote with Snake Hips. That's going to be out possibly in America. I'm not sure about here, but that's something. And there's a few other things coming out. And then my EP on the 4th of November. And I just want to just keep going and do
Tom,
another EP.
If there's someone with talent and they said, Tom, will you write me a song? Would you? Or are you very careful who you write for?
I wouldn't say I'm sort of like cavalier about it, but I love writing with lots of people, lots of different kind of genres as well. Anything really. Just not like, I couldn't write any grime or anything.
No.
I think I'd struggle. Yeah. I am from Wolverhampton though, which, you know.
I love Wolverhampton.
It's grimy.
I think it's quite grimy.
No, I don't like Wolverhampton.
Do you?
Have
you
been? I went once.
I had to go and watch a football match there.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But
I love
it.
It's my hometown.
Brummy.
That's quite northern, that one.
Well, I like it.
I'm quite
good.
Five points for effort.
Birmingham.
There we go. Like we're getting there. Just make it sound like you're a bit bored. And then you kind of.
It's a bit scarce.
Well,
should we do impressions?
Yeah, maybe we do this all evening, guys. But
Tom, I'm really excited for you because I think what a talent.
Thank you so much.
Huge talent.
Really
and I
kind.
Love that track. And we're going to play the more dancey one maybe next
I'll
week.
Yeah,
send it,
when
I'll
we
send
get when
you.
We get when we get home.
I'd love that.
Amazing.
I'm very
Thanks for coming in, Tom.
For you.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you love J-Lo.
I do.
You could touch my bum because she felt
I
it.
I will. Okay. And we should get matching tattoos as well.
Well
let's not push it, guys. Okay, cool. Thanks for coming in,
Tom.
Thank you, Steve.
And, what a star.
Thank you so much.
What a star.
Yeah, he's beautiful.
A star is born.
He is. He's incredible.
Cool. Well, let's. Should we play another track?
Yeah,
and then I think we've got our next guest coming in. It's like busy. Oh, no, on the phone. On the phone.
His name's Michael Jackson.
We've got Michael Jackson on the phone.
I'm not lying.
Yay. Okay.
Feeling used, but I'm still missing you and I can't. See the end of this, just wanna feel your kiss against my lips. And now all this time is passing by, but I still can't seem to tell you why. It hurts me every time I see you, realize how much I need you. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I love you. Don't want to, but I can't put nobody else above you. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I want you. You want her, you need her, and I'll never be her.
I miss you when I can't sleep, or right after coffee, or right when I can't eat. I miss you in my front seat. Still got sand in my sweaters from nights we don't remember. Do you miss me like I miss you? Fucked around and got attached to you. Friends can break your heart too. And I'm always tired, but never of you. If I pulled a U on you, you wouldn't like that shit. I put this reel out, but you wouldn't bite that shit. I type a text, but then I never mind that shit. I got these feelings, but you never mind that shit, oh.
oh, keep it on the low. You're still in love with me, but your friends don't know. If you wanted me, you would just say so. And if I were you, I would never let me go. I don't mean no harm, I just miss you on my arm. Wedding bells were just alarms, caution tape around my heart. You ever wonder what we could have been? You said you wouldn't and you fucking did. Lie to me, lie with me, get your fucking fix. Now all my drinks and all my feelings are all fucking mixed. Always missing people that I shouldn't be missing. Sometimes you gotta burn some bridges just to create some distance. I know that I control my thoughts and I should stop reminiscing. But I learned from my dad that it's good to have feelings. When love and trust are gone, I guess this is moving on. Everyone I do right does me wrong, so every lonely night I sing this song.
I hate you, I love you, I hate that I love you. Don't want to, but I can't put nobody else above you. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I want you. You want her, you need her, and I'll never be her. You watch her like she's the only girl you've ever seen. You don't care, you never did. You don't give a damn about me. Yeah, all alone I watch you watch her. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I love you. Don't want to, but I can't put nobody else above you. I hate you, I love you, I hate that I want you. You want her, you need her, and I'll never be her.
FUBAR Radio presents
Background Chill with No Clark and Johanna James.
We have in the studio today, we have got Amanda on the wall.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Do you know what FUBAR stands for?
Fuck you, bitch.
Alright. Fuck you, bitch, alright.
It stands for Fucked Beyond All Recognition.
Is really so mad like that?
Look at the logo. Guess what that is?
That's a middle finger.
Oh, that is a middle finger.
Hey, this is the best station ever.
That's what I'm saying. Fucking FUBAR.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Just fine before I met you. I drink too much and that's an issue, but I'm okay. Hey, you tell your friends it was nice to meet them, but I hope I never see them again. I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke down crying. 4 years, no calls. Now you're looking pretty in a hotel bar. And I shoulder, pull the sheets right off the corner of the mattress that you stole from your roommate back in Boulder. We ain't ever getting older.
The day I met you, I forget just why I left you. I was insane. Stay and play that Blink 182 song that would beat to death in Tucson. Okay,
I know it breaks your heart. Moved to the city and I broke
Ears do not deceive you. We have had that song on twice.
I love that track. A little accident, but I do love it. I pressed it. I pressed the knob.
Well, again. Once again, you're always touching those knobs, Lizzie.
I'm so sorry. But that was it. I love that track.
Well, clearly, because we've had it on twice.
Now, listen.
I'm listening.
We have a very important guest.
We do.
And he's all the way in the States.
Right.
His name is Michael Jackson.
And I think he might be on the phone right now. Hello.
Michael.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
How are you, Michael?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys doing?
Really good.
I bet it's a lot warmer over there with you than it is here.
It's a pretty nice day. I can't complain.
Where are you speaking from?
I'm speaking from, I live just outside of Los Angeles, California, on the beach.
Oh.
In between Santa Monica and Malibu.
It sounds dreadful. How awful.
I had an accident on the way there from LA to Malibu.
You did?
It's a bit of a drive. And like when I was there last, I had a little smash.
Oh.
Yeah. But it's beautiful.
It's easy to have accidents here. I mean, the drivers are dreadful.
I have to say, my one experience of LA earlier this year was slightly ruined by the traffic. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, you have to, when you're here, you have to plan for that. It's difficult, but there's a reason there's so many people here. Nobody walks here.
You can't walk, it's too far.
I like that because I wear high heels all the time. LA suits me. But Michael, now let me explain, because you're a guitar player, singer, songwriter, but you're also an attorney, a photographer.
I am, yeah.
That's quite curriculum vitae.
I'm one of the lucky ones. My parents put their foot firmly in my ass when I was young and made me stay in school. And I always said to them, okay, but, you know, if I get signed, I'm out of here. And they're like, yeah, just stay in school. I'm thankful that they did that because I'd be a very starving artist otherwise.
But you're doing well as an attorney, and you've got some talent, because I've been hearing, we've got a mutual friend, lovely Suzanne Cairns, and
she's wonderful.
She is wonderful, and she saying you have the most amazing voice, and I can hear your lovely voice.
Well, thanks for saying that, and she's awfully kind to have said that to you.
So tell us, how do you do it both and juggle it, because you've got a latest album, isn't it, Death by Sunshine?
Correct. I've always had music burning inside me and the desire and drive and willingness to make it. I think if all I did was practice law, I'd be bored out of my skull. And so it balances me. And I've been very fortunate in that because I work on my own. I'm able to devote the time to work on music when I get the urge. And I've been very lucky to work with a lot of people I admire over the years.
Yeah, can you tell us some of those? Could you tell us some of the artists you've worked with?
Well, I worked with Ian Gillan for a while. We made a few records and toured a bit. He's the singer from Deep Purple.
Wow.
And that was that was an incredible treat for me. And along the way, we got to play with Tony Iommi and Jeff Healey and Joe Satriani and Ronnie Dio. God. They were all part of and many others. They were all part of a record that we made called Gillen's Inn, which was one of the highlights of my life, being involved with that project, getting to work with all these guys that I admired for so long.
Oh my God.
And we made another
Deep Purple
record.
Were you like, wow, I'm with Deep Purple? I'm a bit in awe.
Just to be clear, I wasn't with Deep Purple, although they all came and played on Ian's record. Yes, I was completely in awe. It's the ultimate, you know, childhood rock fan dream to be able to work with those guys. It was really, really wonderful. And then before that, at some point, I recorded a record with Greg Lake with my band Animal Planet, and we did a bunch of remakes of Emerson, Lake and Palmer and King Crimson songs. And unfortunately, Greg never released the record, but I hope it sees the light of day one day, because it's good.
I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. Me too.
and you've got your first area show in 10 years. You'll be in the sports... Is it the Sportsman's Tavern? You're back in Buffalo on the 23rd of November, I hear. God, I'd love to see that.
Yeah, come on over and see it. It's gonna be a blast. It's one of the biggest nights out of the year in Buffalo. And it's a hometown gig, and I've got a really terrific band behind me with some good friends and old friends, and we're going to play most of the new record and a bunch of old stuff as well. It's going to be a blast.
Oh, my God. But how do you do the songwriting? Because is that hard? Because we've just had a wonderful songwriter in the studio just now.
Yeah,
how do you go about it?
I listened. It was great. My process, some people think it's completely backwards, but... My process usually starts with music or some kind of melody in my head, and I'll build up the track with guitar, bass, and drums to where I'm happy with it, and then put a vocal together. Usually starts with a melody and then some lyrics. A lot of songwriters, you know, do it the other way. They start with a lyric and a melody, and then they build the song around that. And that's always been a little more difficult for me.
Wow.
And then after that, then I get, there's a guy called Randy Cook, who is my favorite drummer, and he played on the Gillen tour, and he's currently with Dave Stewart. He played drums on the record, and he's just fabulous. And my buddy Gino McManus helped me out a ton with the background vocals and some co-writing.
Wow.
and a few
nice
other
Irish
friends.
Name,
and so,
McManus.
What's that?
That's a nice Irish name, McManus.
Proper
Irish.
And, anyway, he's a very talented singer and songwriter, guitar player in his own right.
Wow, great. How fantastic. I've always wanted to play the drums. You know that?
Yeah,
I
me
really
too.
Have. I love the
I
drums.
I can't imagine it, Lizzie, but you know.
No, because I actually loved Adamant, and he had two drummers, and
yes.
I loved the drums.
Michael, you've also got a new single out, right?
Excuse me?
You have a new single out, Woman Who Eats?
Yeah, that's one of the first ones we released. It's a fun track I co-wrote with a good friend named Jennifer Forbes, who's a fabulous vocalist and sings backup on a few of the other tracks on the record. And it's a song kind of having some fun with the dietary madness of this place that I live in.
Oh, what, in LA? Well, women never eat, yeah. Though, do they, in LA? Do they just have a bit of lettuce and...
Yeah, if it's gluten free,
very important to find that gluten free lettuce. I have to.
yeah, I mean the song mostly takes fun of it, but I take some of the blame for it. You know, that line that says, "I know it's all my fault because I'm cursed with eyes," but the truth is, it's really boring to hang out with people who don't eat because you can't have a meal
true.
With them. So.
Do you know, I went out to eat recently with someone, and they brought their own food to the restaurant. I won't say, he's a very well-known celebrity here. And they brought it in a little Tupperware box. So I was ordering, and they were like, no, I'm eating my special made whatever, gluten-free, everything-free. So it has gone a bit crazy, hasn't it, Michael?
It has. We could do with a little balance. I mean, you know, on the subject of gluten, there are people with you know, some serious allergies to it. But for everybody else, it's just a fad diet. You know, gluten isn't so bad. You just shouldn't eat so much bread. don't have to eat the whole loaf.
I know. It's true. It's true. Well, look, we're going to actually play, I think. We've got your track, Woman Who Eats.
Oh, great.
How are people able to hook into you, Michael? Where can they find you?
Well, they can find me on Twitter at TheMLJ. I've got a couple of pages on Facebook, and I have a website, michaelleejackson.com, which is in surgery at the moment, but there's a little bit there right now.
Wow.
But I'm easy to find.
We'll find you. Well, I'm going to find you now. But we're going to play your
trick. Oh, yay.
Michael, we're going to play Woman Who Eats.
I'm excited about that. I hope everybody enjoys it.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. And say hello to lovely LA from us and enjoy the sunshine.
I will do, and thanks for taking the time to talk with me today. I'm very appreciative.
It's fantastic to have you. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
I hope to see you soon.
Thanks. Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Cheers.
Thank you. Here we go.
So here we go. Woman Who Eats.
I couldn't wait to meet her right over. She walked, then she started to talk. She does yoga twice a week, spends in her free time, won't even drink a glass of wine. She's gluten-free and she don't eat meat, stays away from fruit cause it's too sweet. She'll only eat a salad with the dressing on the side, no salt, no grain.
Wow, rocking out to that there.
I'm a rocker at heart, you see.
Well, I can tell with all that black and leather you've got.
Thank you, darling. A bit of leather and a bit of tie you up. But no, I am a rocker. I went to see Motley Crue.
Ooh.
Bon Jovi.
Ooh, why?
I am, because I like a bit of rock. It's like a bit raunchy.
Well, speaking of men with gravelly voices.
Yes.
We've got Christopher Payton on the line.
Oh, Christopher.
I was wondering how you were going to segue into
that.
That
was good, right? That was good.
That was pretty good.
How are you doing?
I'm more of a house music man myself, but hey, we'll go with it.
Well, I think, the voice that we heard on X Factor, you know.
That's true. It's pretty gravelly.
Yeah.
It was very gravelly. And they
That's because they wake you up at 5 a.m. and make you do interviews for, you know.
Yes.
You have about 3 hours of sleep at night, so in the end, everybody sounds like Joe Cocker.
Oh, yeah. Well, I loved a bit of Joe Cocker. Welcome to FUBA.
Thank you very much for having me.
Can I say, I absolutely adored you on The X Factor.
You absolutely adored what?
I adored you.
Oh, thank you very much. I wish you'd been my judge.
but Simon called you just incredible. You did wow the judges.
Yes, well, thank you. I felt like it went well. I mean, until it didn't.
Such is the nature of these shows, right?
There's only one winner. Let's start at the beginning. How did you, and why did you want to be involved with
Wasn't that a line from Ben Elton's book? There's one winner and a whole lot of losers or something like that.
No.
Do you remember that book, that Ben Elton book, which is kind of loosely based on the whole sort of superstar show. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure that was the tagline. One winner and a whole bunch of losers.
You've lived it now. You're all not a loser, darling.
No.
So come on, tell us how it's all started.
Oh, well, what, my reason for doing it?
Yeah, why did you? Because, you know, you don't look 46, but you're 46. Why did you think, right, I now want to try the X Factor?
Well, yeah, I've been working in house music for 14 years, and I've had a very significant and good career. But, you know, at this point, I wanted to change. You know, I've been doing dance music for so long, and I've been working for the last year and a half on an album, which is a departure from dance music. And we felt that it could be, you know, a good platform. You know, at the end of the day, it is an incredible, you know, platform for an artist in terms of exposure. It was not something I necessarily naturally gravitated towards, if I'm honest. But it was something that once I got my head around it, you know, I realized that I had nothing really to lose as long as I kind of went on there as myself, which at 46, it's easier to do that. You know, you have a bit more... a bit more grounding, and it's not like you're going to go on there and become somebody that you're not, you know? So I made this decision, like, well, okay, I do it, but I go as Peyton, and, you know, I don't sort of suddenly become somebody else, and then whatever happens, you know, at least I don't come to the end of my life and think, well, there was
you never
that
tried
door,
it.
I didn't, you know, I don't think we come to the end of our lives and think about the things that we, you know, that we tried to do. I think, if anything, we regret the things we dared not try, you know what I mean?
100%.
So, exactly. You never say, you know, you've always want to do everything, don't you?
Yeah. Of course. You're not going to go like, oh, man, I wish I hadn't gone for that job. You know, I wish I hadn't tried to write a novel. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Of course not. You're going to, you know. So it was,
worth it.
Well, it was definitely worth it. You know, the reaction that I got from the public, I mean, just for no other reason alone, you know, that was amazing, and has brought me a whole new fan base. You know, I met some really amazing people. So, but it was also worth it on a personal level, you know, because it was like getting over I was very resistant to it. Obviously, when you're 46 and you've had an established career, there are a lot of reasons why you don't necessarily, you know, feel comfortable going on a program where you're going to be categorized as over in more ways than one. and everybody's 12 years old, you know. So it was, you know, it was a challenge, and I'm glad I did it just to prove to myself that I could do it.
Yeah, I mean, because you started out, didn't you, as in gospel music in a church. Is that correct?
I did. My dad is a Pentecostal preacher in the South. So I grew up really, like, in the kind of Bible Belt, and as the real life son of a preacher man, and so I grew up singing gospel from the time I was a small kid all the way up through, you know, through university. When I became a full time, you know, fully fledged sinner, at which point my career in gospel music was just slightly
cut short.
Yeah, cut short.
but it is hard business, isn't it? It is a tough old business, Peyton. I mean, you've did so well in the X Factor, and I'm sad you've not gone on further because I actually thought you were one of the strongest when you got Honey G on there. I mean, how do you feel about that?
Well, you know, look, I went into the show. In order for me to do the show at all, I had to personally prepare psychologically for any and every eventuality. And actually, as far as I was concerned, there were much worse things that could happen. You know, if you're going to go on, you actually got, you know, because it's, let's face it, you know, it's TV, and there are, you know, there are a lot of things that can happen. I could have gone to the initial audition and had Simon Cowell look at me and go, you know what, your eyes are too close together, I hate your shoes, you know, you're bald, you're middle-aged, and you're ugly, you know what I mean? And you've got to be able to walk out that door with your head held high and go, okay, well, you know, that's what he thinks, but I'm going to carry on with my career.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, you've got to have
so I kind of prepared myself for the absolute worst from the beginning, so that when I went on, and then it was, you know, from the beginning it was great, and then it continued to just be great until, and even up to that point, it was like, by the time she said, you know, I'm not putting you through, it was like, I felt like, wow, it's been so great anyway. So
yeah.
You know,
but Simon
whatever.
Said you're just incredible. I mean, do you wish you'd had him as your mentor?
Which one?
Simon Cowell was a huge fan, didn't he? He said to you, "You're just incredible."
Well, you know, funny enough, it was actually it was Sharon that I wanted. You know, I've always really liked watching her, and she seems kind of in all that surreality. She seems real. You know, I always thought she comes across as a really authentic person. So, you know, I've always wanted to meet her. So I was really, really excited to have her as my mentor.
Now.
It didn't work out.
Yeah. Hey, well, you know, whatever. It was a one-sided love affair. We've all been in them.
We've been there, darling. I've got the T-shirt. but you don't, no regrets, Peyton, that you did the show.
I don't know what.
No regrets that you did.
No regrets. God, I mean, regret is such a waste of time anyway.
Yes.
But no, definitely not. Because you know, look, at the end of the day, for me, actually going out, even the way I came out, the reaction from the public again was so positive. You know, it was really lovely. You know, everybody kind of like fought my corner for me. I didn't need to fight it. You know, it was like everybody was so outraged on my behalf that I could sort of like sit back comfortably and go, well, thanks, guys. You know, so definitely not. What an experience! You know, I mean, completely nuts.
No, and you, I think you stood out so much. I remember just seeing you, thinking you had a lovely
vibe. You had a nice vibe. Yeah. Yeah,
not just a beautiful voice, but you had a lovely aura about you.
Oh well, thank you.
Did.
Well,
it came,
you know,
across.
I come from. I come from a lot of love. My dad might be a Pentecostal preacher, but thankfully he's also just, I mean, an incredible human being. Both my parents are, and they've been the ultimate mentors for me, and they prepared me for my life in general by showing me love. You know, so.
So you had a lot of support throughout the show.
I had a lot of support, and it's so cute. My mom called me because when it all happened, I released a video just sort of saying, you know, how I felt about it, and I didn't want people angry on my behalf, and that I was very you know, happy to have been there, whatever. And my mom called me. She said, "Honey, I am just so proud of you." And I was like, "What for, Mom?" She's like, "For taking the high road."
Oh, bless her!
Bless her.
Where are your folks? Are they in the States?
They're in South Carolina.
Wow.
Which is, you
Trump
know, which
country.
Is a, yeah,
Trump,
yeah.
What are they voting? For Trump.
God, you know what?
What about those elections? I don't like either of them, I'll be honest. I mean, is that the best the States can do?
Yeah, but come on. I mean, you know, one is the devil, you know, and one is whatever, you know. But. Oh my God!
I mean, I'm
so over it.
I'd rather know the known evil than the unknown evil. You know, although I'm a Hillary fan, so I'm just saying.
Well, I am too. I mean, yeah. I look, as an American, I was there when, you know, when she was just the wife of Bill. I always liked Hillary, and I always have. I don't know why everybody's.
I know. I agree.
Those emails.
Who cares about
the emails? People, naughty
Bill.
They're boring.
People delete emails all the time.
All the time. Yes. Who cares? I don't know, this obsession with those stupid emails does my head
you
in.
You deleted
I'm
yours
it.
When he said you were out of X Factor. You went, no, am I joking?
I mean, you know, the chances of them actually being exciting or illicit, it's very slim, let's face it. Mm. I don't think Hillary's got that much going on the side.
Well, no, that's true.
I'm not happy with it either. I'm just putting it out.
Well, luckily, you're not voting.
But
so.
I don't live in the States. But, darling, you live in... How come you live kind of in Ibiza and London?
Well, because I've worked in dance music, of course, for so long, I work here a lot in the summer anyway. So it made sense for me when I met my now husband, who is Spanish, who was already based in Ibiza. I was like, well... Wow. Does he move to London or do I move to Ibiza? And it was like, okay, well, I've been in London for 19 years. So, and I have a flat there, which I kind of kept so that I could kind of go back and forth. So, yeah,
that.
So
and
I'm
how,
here
how
now. But
you'd
be glad to know that it's pouring rain. I mean, like, we never get rain, but it's literally outside my windows right now, absolutely, you know, there's a deluge. So... Don't hate me for being in Ibiza.
I know. Well, I tell you what, my friends just text me from LA and it's raining there too.
Uh-huh.
So
there you go.
We're all right. Well, it makes me feel better.
God's trying to wash all of us of our sins.
So, darling, what are your hopes and dreams for the future now you've done X Factor?
Yeah, where do you go from X Factor?
Where do you go?
Whatever next.
Well, next I'll be at The Voice.
And then Celebrity Big Brother.
Oh, darling, just watch me.
No, I can't wait.
You've got a new song
Every
coming
TV,
up, right?
Yeah, talent show. Britain's Got Talent. America's Got Talent.
You're going to come out with jazz hands. I can see it now.
I'm just going to change my routine every year. It'll be something new.
You do have a new song coming out, though, right?
I do. Actually, I have a whole album coming out. So, but what we're going to do is release the acoustic version of I'll Rise that I did as my audition song. I mean, a lot of people had never heard that song.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite a special song, and it was a little bit of a risk doing it as my audition track. The producer of the show, even the night before, called me and said, Peyton, are you sure you want to do that? Because it's not a track anybody knows, and really you should be doing something everybody knows. And I said... If those four people can sit there and listen to me sing that song and decide I'm not worthy of the show, then it's okay. I shouldn't be on the show. You know, I said that's fine.
Wow.
You know, because this song is so beautiful, and it's called "I'll Rise," and the words come from a poem by the African American poet Maya Angelou, and the soul singer Ben Harper took those words and created a very beautiful kind of bluesy soulful track, which I then covered and made into a dance record about 14 years ago. So I thought my version, the dance version, has been out on Head Candy for 14 years, but I'd never done it acoustic.
Wow.
So I got a friend of mine to do the guitar, and we did that, and it just, the reaction's been so massive to it, so we're going to release that, and it's quite special.
I'm very excited, because I think you've got the most beautiful, soulful voice. I have to say, I'm actually on the X Factor this Sunday. I've said that so many times.
But, yeah, we get it, Lizzie.
But I want to say I think it was a mistake letting you go, and I will say that.
Well, it could be back next year. You know what X Factor's like.
Come back and try again. Would you?
Not in a million years, but thank you so much for the offer.
Okay, don't say it.
No need to go back.
No need to go back.
For me, that's a once in a lifetime thing.
Job done.
Listen, congratulations on getting so far.
Thank you so much.
Because the amount of people that go up for that show, and you did so well. I'm so proud of you.
And I got to meet Robbie Williams.
Oh, well, yeah.
And you get to be on FUBAR.
Yeah.
And I get to be on FUBAR. I get to meet Lizzie.
Yeah, please follow me on Twitter. I'll find you because I want to use you.
I want to use you.
Sorry.
I'm your biggest fan.
I love you. Thank you for being on our show.
Thank you so much for taking the time.
And really looking forward to lots of work from you because I think you're great.
Definitely. There's a lot coming, and this is just the beginning of a beautiful affair.
Oh, fantastic.
We'll talk again.
Woo!
Awesome.
Thank you, darling.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers.
Have fun.
Thanks.
Bye.
Cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, what a lovely guy.
I love that. You see, Sharon made a mistake there.
Cheryl?
Sharon.
Oh, Sharon.
No, Cheryl's not in it anymore. You are the TV editor, aren't you?
No, okay. I've got a cold, Lizzie. Give me a break,
I'll give you a
know.
Break. Tell me quickly. We haven't got much time.
Yeah.
Top stories. Okay, online. Is Kim Kardashian, the robbery, has that died down?
Yes. I mean, there's nothing. She hasn't said anything for days, has she? Old
She's
Kim.
Not even been on, has
old
she?
Kimmy
She's
K.
Not been on.
No. Well, they had a bit of Chloe. I mean,
Chloe
went on Ellen, didn't she, to talk about how they're going to change their lifestyle now. Rumour has it they're going to be getting rid of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Because they don't want everyone to know their business anymore.
Oh, it's a bit late for that.
What have you got? What have you got coming up this week, Lizzie? Anything exciting?
Darling, I've got loads coming up, and I will get all.
Where
the
are you
juicy-
going to be on Sunday again?
Oh yeah.
Oh, sorry, I've forgotten. Oh, you're going to be on Extra Factor.
I'm with Rylan, lovely Rylan.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, thank you. And I'll get some of the real juicy gossip. For
you
the
better
show,
do
because we're all big X Factor fans here.
Yeah. Get Matt Edmondson on the show. I like him.
Yeah, I will do, and I'm gonna really get some good stuff for us.
Good.
I'm looking forward to it, but I've got a busy week ahead. It's
you have.
Always busy.
I'm taking some time out.
I need to wear some clothes because my mum told me it's October and I'm wearing see-through tops and sandals. She was very upset with me.
She's got. I mean, your mum speaks
Gloria.
A lot of sense.
Gloria, I apologise. Right. I'll put a vest on when I get home.
well, we've had an excellent show today, right?
We had the busiest
Ruff,
show
Gobby,
ever.
Ruff, Gobby, Thomas, Paul Payton,
yeah,
Michael Jackson.
Real X Factor special and lovely Michael Jackson, the attorney that can sing. That's all I wish
Who
for.
Who knew? Who knew such a thing existed?
So, darling, thank you. And thank you for being with us.
Yes.
Good to be back, Stephen.
Yay, at last.
Yay.
I had a whole 2 weeks off for you.
Yeah,
from you.
We missed you. Darlings, what are we playing out on?
We're going to play out on a bit of the lady who we were speaking about earlier, from Jennifer Lopez.
I think it's like Chainsmokers. Okay, guys.
For that time, Chainsmokers.
See you next week, guys.
See you next week,
we
guys.
We love you.
We used to be crazy in love.